Hey everybody, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm Chest, aka Chest. Who else is with me tonight?
I'm Colb.
And I'm Ben.
Tried to throw you off there. Did it work?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost, you got confused. You're like, is he going to just do this whole episode by himself?
The pressure really was on Colb, because once Colb goes, that just lays the floor for me. I'm good, but I feel bad for Colb. I'm sure that was hard. That was tough, probably.
It was. I was about to say, I'm Colb and I'm confused, but I decided to hold off on that. Because someone needs to keep us on structure, and if it's not going to be our host, it might as well be me.
You know what? We have three people here, so we could have a ranking of I'll go first, Colb's a backup, and Ben, you can just derail us every time.
Yeah,
we have to have one person that does not keep us on structure,
and I'm Ben.
There it is. Now that we have new roles assigned for this podcast, that's fun. Somebody texted me the other day and they were like, dude, you're still going strong with the anime podcast. And I was like, yeah, man, it's been over 2 years. And I felt really good saying that. I was like,
That is awesome.
Yeah, I am. Still going strong with it, baby.
The average podcast only lasts 8 months.
Really? Did you learn that in a book?
Nope. I just made that up.
Oh. Man, I wish.
But I believe it. I bet you it's fairly accurate, because I'm sure I know at least two different groups that started a podcast and ended before a year. That's two. I mean, that probably speaks for the whole average
of the globe.
Yeah.
I think
it's a big deal, guys. I do.
Okay, let's see.
Are you Googling it?
Yeah. The median age of all podcasts I analyzed. Wait a minute. Oh, that's not the answer. Ah. The median age. That's not what we want to know. Here you go. Reddit.
Okay. Reddit.
Come on, Reddit. Reddit at our podcasts. What's the average lifespan? Oh, this is 4 years ago? Come on, Reddit. That's ancient history. This is not going to happen.
Keep looking it up. My mom just found out the title of our podcast yesterday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
She asked, like, hey, you still doing that podcast with your friends? And I said, yeah. And she's like, oh. Like, she was really surprised.
Lovely.
But our title did make her laugh. Like a genuine laugh, which is good.
Oh, that's great.
I do love telling people our title. They're like, that's the title? I'm like, yeah, it's really long. Yeah, I told it to a barista the other day, and she was like, is that the whole title? And I was like, yeah.
It's just like many of these trendy modern animes where the title describes the show.
So much.
My uncle that stays at home from another world. Like, it's super long.
I was trapped inside of a vending machine, but then I got out while I was in another world, because the door to the vending machine led to the other world, and when I went out of it, I was in the other world.
Part one.
Yeah. In prison.
In prison. Okay, I am getting an answer that says the average lifespan of a podcast is 174 days before it dies an inevitable audio death.
Is that episodes or...
So, just says days. So like that'd be less than a year. That's like 6 months.
Yeah, about six months.
25 weeks. 25 weeks. So if you do an episode a week, that's 25 episodes. We have well surpassed that. Now, does anyone want us to be on here? Is anyone actually listening? No, but who cares about that? This is for us.
Okay. Yeah. We're well past that time. So I'm glad.
Yeah. No, we is it actually off?
A little bit. Yeah. I don't know if it's just from my side. I can hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I love podcasting and having audio troubles. It's so much fun. Wish I had a book to fix it. Oh. that joke was either so old or coming so soon. Who knows? Gotta love it. Anything fun happen lately? How's your day going?
Well, the day is good.
It's like super hot outside now that it's summertime.
Oh, I love it. I love it when you make predictive.
I'm predicting things. When this is coming out.
Yeah, we just opened the pool last weekend.
I can't wait to schedule this next week so it's like winter and five below.
It's crazy. Like the kids will be in the pool all day tomorrow. I guarantee you. Like they're crazy. It can be 80 degrees. It can be 32 degrees. They will be in the pool.
They love that pool, man. Yeah. Michigan winter pooling is a big pastime. Yep.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Polar bear swims.
Here's something crazy. I may have talked my wife into watching AOT.
Oh, like by accident? Really?
It was an accident. It was on a whim. I was like, hey, do you think you'll ever watch this show with me? And she's like, what is it about? I'm like, think giant zombies. And she's like, oh, you know what? And she didn't say no. So it might actually happen.
Now, you know your wife decently well. Yeah. A little bit well.
Right.
Was this like a, I don't want to shut you down?
She wasn't humoring me.
Okay.
It was like, I have nothing that I really want to watch together, I will give this a shot. That was the vibe I was getting.
Hey, we can make that happen. We can delete all the streaming services except Crunchyroll.
We don't have anything on our list to watch together right now. So, I mean, this could happen.
Now, another question.
It just ended. That's perfect.
That is perfect. Follow-up question to that, because, Kolb, you also know your wife fairly well.
I feel like I do.
What do you think she will think of the violence?
She will...
I don't know what her...
Yes, good question.
Religious beliefs are there.
She's okay with violence. There's specific torture violence that she can't handle. Okay. So there might be some scenes like Miche's death that might be a little too much for her. Because that's kind of...
It's too much for me, Kim.
Yeah.
It's too much for me.
Now that I just spoiled it, if she ever listens to this, yeah. But like...
I hate to ruin this.
Blood doesn't bother her.
She could listen to our entire episodes, which actually, if she's not already been doing, I'm a little disappointed. Won't. So hopefully she's already had everything spoiled for her.
Okay. Nope. So, she got past visions and then quit.
So the beginning.
Right.
Well, I'm sad to report that's the same as my wife. So
yeah, they've never even heard of Megaplex.
That's sad because that show is great.
Very great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My wife has heard of that one, but only because I want to get the hummingbird tattoo. I want to get the hummingbird symbol as a tattoo. So she knows where it's from.
Nice.
Is that one good? As good as we remember? Or is it just because we had so much fun doing it? Because I remember it being good too.
I would say it's quite good. You know how we landed on Moriarty being like a pretty it's a really solid, great anime. It's just not like as good as AOT. You know, that's okay. Every show doesn't have to be a hard-hitting, above-the-top anime. But Moriarty's phenomenal. I think Megablox is the same. It's just a really good show.
Here's the thing. I feel like I loved Megablox, but I really enjoyed Moriarty.
So that could be the nostalgia. Okay. There's a possible. I'm not saying you won't. But I'm not saying you won't.
We did Moriarty on the show also.
Yes, but Megablox was like our first dipping into the Michigan pool, so to speak.
Okay.
So I'm saying you had a little more time to become accustomed to analyzing shows for the sake of talking about them. But right. I'm also saying you could watch it a second time and just love it. I'm not throwing that out the window.
That's possible. Ben, your thoughts?
Yeah, I rewatched it recently.
What?
And
I didn't know this.
Well, this year. So I don't know when this year, but I remember rewatching it because I was like, you know what? I wonder if it still hits like it once did. And it did. It's just the pace is nice. There's some very solid characters in it. Big fan of Joe, big fan of a few of the fights. Yeah, just really well done. And I enjoyed the ending so much more now because I wasn't like, I'm not sure what happened.
that was a thing, wasn't it?
Yep, yep.
We had to look up what happened.
Yep. That was so,
not all of us.
So, it was a bummer. Yeah, Kolb knew.
That's true. Kolb has
Kolb knew.
Straight. Yeah, I just watched the end. Yeah. That's all I had to do.
But no, I really enjoyed it.
Oh,
I didn't rewatch season two, so I'm curious your impression would be if you watched both seasons together again.
To be fair, you did not enjoy season two very much, so I'm not.
I didn't love it. No, nope.
If all this is news to you, listener, go back to the beginning of our podcasting era where we actually do fondly remember those episodes. Often on the show, we often will be like, man, you remember recording Megablox? That was so fun.
Yeah. The show three is episodes great. In 15 minutes.
I don't understand. How did it happen? How did we do three anime episodes within like a 30 minute time constraint? It just is unfathomable.
We can do it again,
but we did it. No, we can't. We're past the point of return. One, we don't care anymore. We don't care about time restraints. And two, we just are too long-winded. And by we, I mean me. But that's okay. I don't know if you remember, but there was this one time y'all asked me to give a 30-second summary, and I gave it like a 10-minute summary. So,
yeah.
I don't remember, but I believe it.
Then I love your like fake voice that you pull out when it's stuff like that. I love that. It's like a radio announcer responding to an audience member. Well, you know, I hate to see it, but you got to love when it happens.
That was good. That's good.
Oh, also, we haven't said it on the show in a long time, but I have said IRL in real life many times. Our favorite three lines, because it's not one line. I don't remember
it's not what I wanted. It's not what I expected, but it's what we got.
That's what I got.
Yes.
I've said that to Pal, like about a show as we're watching it. And she's like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, yeah, wise words.
What was it again? What? It's not what I
wanted. It's not what we expected, but it's what we got.
Those first two can be interchanged. It's not what I expected. Yeah, okay. It's not what I wanted.
But it's what I got. He's got to end on that last one.
Classic.
Well, I'm glad for the super summery, wintry, balmy weather that you're having as you open your pool. But unfortunately, as much as I love to talk about the pool all day and or sayings that we might make up on this show, our favorite Wizarding World, and no, I don't mean HP, can't say that for copyright reasons. Just kidding, you can. Harry Potter, MASH is at it again. He's back to his stunts. He's fighting the fights. He's brawling the brawls.
Mm-hmm.
And is just as goofy as ever.
Yep.
It is. Also, I'm fully on board now. Beginning of the season, I was off board. I am fully on board. I love it. I love the humor. I love it. I'm looking forward to it every episode.
Okay, so you're talking humor, not story.
No, humor.
Okay.
I like the story too, but like the humor, you know, the humor felt off to me at first, and now I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I don't know why it took me so long, but it did. It did. So now here we are.
Yeah, it's surprising.
I know, and usually I'm right on the humor train, but with Colb over there, and you're over there in the caboose saying, I like it, it's not my favorite, I'm going to sit here in the caboose. But now you were up front, and I was back in the caboose.
Yeah, I got on this train pretty early.
We're just going to keep the train analogy.
Yeah.
on track.
Good one.
It is getting late in the evening, folks.
But no, I specifically remember, I don't know if it's after 1 and 2 or 3 and 4 that I just said, okay, this is not the intensity, the seriousness of some previous shows I've been watching. This is also humor that I may not love. I think 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, after one of those, I felt that way. And I've been very much enjoying both the story and the humor since then. I laugh every episode. I'm just really enjoying the show. It's surprising me how much I'm enjoying it.
That's good. I love that.
It goes to show you how much attitude can do. Because I looked at the trailer when it was proposed, and I was just like, nah, looks kind of dumb. And then episodes 1 and 2, I was like, yep, it's kind of dumb. And then I was just like, okay, Ben, okay, this is going to be a different kind of show. And I'm not even justifying things anymore, because I think at the beginning it was just like, okay, no, it's fine, Ben, it's fine. Like, I'm just purely enjoying the show now. I really like it.
Nice.
That's good. Well, these couple episodes was all fights. So that was actually pretty fun. It was just switching between different fights amongst our cast here, which was pretty fun to watch. So I had a good time. Colb, what about you?
Yeah. So my mind went on quite the journey at the beginning of these episodes. And I'll explain why. It's been a while since we watched them, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. So there was a huge time gap.
Right. So we start off with the gravity wizard fighting some guy in an arena. And I was like, oh, I'm trying to remember what's going on. And then I'm like, oh, yeah. Remember that scene where, like, the guy got his heart stolen and, like, he died? And then I thought, wait, which one of our characters has that kind of power? Oh, that's Killua from Hunter x Hunter. I'm mixing my shows up. Because they're in that circle arena, you know, like the two teams are on the sides. And so like, funny. Oh, yeah. I'm mixing those shows up. So I kind of got, I got really excited.
You mean when they're going through the tower?
Yeah. Yeah, when they're going through the tower.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, so I got really excited for that scene. And I'm like, oh, that never happened. I'm thinking of a different show. So I had to reevaluate myself and try to realign where I'm supposed to be at. So yeah, I went on quite the journey this first episode.
Sounds like it. That's really funny.
I'm going to be honest. The gravity wizard fighting the mud guy was probably my least favorite fight.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, gravity wizard fighting mud guy. You had MASH fighting snake eye.
Oh, I love his
and
fights.
Then you had our duo fighting the girl, and then you had the ace of their house fighting the one dude that had all the, what did he have? What was his power?
Stone stuff. It wasn't really much of a fight.
No, it was not. It was the absence of a fight, actually. But that was kind of the four.
Yep.
Really three. Yep. But out of those three, I think I was least interested in the gravity wizard fighting the mud guy. Yeah.
I think, I don't know if I agree, but I will say I want to see more moves from that character. Has he done anything except the gravity thing?
Well, he finally did something different. He
did sideways.
He did it sideways. That was the one. And he did involve. He forced him to come out of the mud by shooting in rocks. Like he did some other stuff, but it wasn't much. It wasn't much.
Ben, I'm kind of there with you. Like, is that all you got, man? Like, it's kind of powerful.
Ravalos.
I'm kind of tired of it. But you think of like all the other characters, you know, Dot has his firepower. Mash has only got his muscles, but they haven't been boring me yet. What's it with the gravity powers boring me?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. You see, that's why it was my, I'm getting choked up. I didn't dislike the fight. It's just, it was my least interesting fight.
Right. You hated it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was disgusting.
Yeah. Like on the level of My Hero.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Exactly. If I had to pick a fight, I would be like, I wouldn't even pick it. I'd just leave it on the bench.
Yeah.
Just like My Hero Academia. Right. Just wouldn't even put it. Yep. What a terrible show.
Yeah.
Is it time to rewatch that yet?
Oof. I hope soon. Oh, man. Now season seven. Oh, my gosh. Out. Okay. I'm going to pause this for a second while I Google season seven of My Hero Academia.
That'll be a long time, I think.
Oh.
Probably.
High Q movie. High Q movie, boys. Got to see that together.
How did I miss that? Oh! Season 7 will begin airing May 4th, Force Be With You, of 2024.
Oh, cool.
That's not bad.
So not too far away. So next year we'll get High Q movie part 1 and My Hero season 7.
Oh, and probably Fire Force.
Are you sure? Really?
Really?
Supposed to be one more season. They don't have a date, but they said this year there absolutely is going to be one more season. And so people are speculating that it's going to be 2024.
It better be.
Wait, how many seasons are out right now?
Two.
I think just three. Oh, is it just two?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just the two.
Season four is Fire Frog release date. Due to the fact that animes, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, a lot of it's possible, maybe. The show's official Twitter confirmed that there will be a season 3 back in 2022, but they have not. They also confirmed a full year later, May of 23, that season 3 is in production. So it's in production, but there's no release date.
Production. Yeah, cool. So that'll be something to look forward to.
Oh, amen to that. But in the meantime, we've got some MASH.
MASH. Oh,
what? What, Cole?
Oh, nothing. I was saying, we're back up to MASH.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I believe I've brought this up already, and I shall bring it up again.
Ooh.
And it's making me think I might be broadening a little bit characters that I might enjoy. So my question, and then a comment, if I may, is MASH similar to the main character in One Punch Man? Yeah.
So this has come up quite a few times on this show.
Yeah, who is the other analogy for? MASH. Because we've done it before with One Punch Man. Who was it?
I think I asked for this show earlier, but I just can't remember what everyone said.
It's for MASH. Yes and no. So I would say more no than yes, in my opinion. The only really strong connection is they're both incredibly strong just from their muscles.
I would say also their role in this world, the show, where he's super strong in a world that's not expecting it. So Saitama is super strong, but no one expects it. And he's so carefree about it. But he's not necessarily...
That's true.
He's not necessarily absent-minded like Mash is.
No. So Mash is absent-minded. Saitama is bored.
He's bored.
Oh, right. That was going to be my follow-up question. So personality is not similar.
Personality, I wouldn't say so.
But like I said, his role in the show is almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yep. The plot of his character is
overpowered.
Close,
overpowered character in a world that's not expecting him.
Because I'm really enjoying his character. I think it's fantastic. It's really funny to me, and I just love watching him beat people up. It's great.
I love
so
it
I didn't know if then that means I would be drawn to the main character in One Punch Man. I still need to watch the show. My goodness.
You probably would, like would enjoy that. Yeah, I would say you would. He's a likable character in my opinion.
Yeah, he's not golden hearted though, like Mash is.
No. He's a bored, super strong dude who is just
loyal to his friend. He's loyal to his friends, but he's not like. But he's also a good hero. It's just like his motivation isn't what you would think a hero would want. He just wants more fame after a while. But he also knows what the right thing to do is. So it's a little more complicated.
All right. Maybe I'll look into it.
You should give it a whirl. Especially because it's delayed and you'll get super frustrated because there's no season 3 yet.
Oh, I'm fine with that stuff.
there's plenty to watch so much in the meantime.
Yes, exactly.
There is a lot to watch.
And rewatch. That's one thing I've loved about anime. We just won't talk about MASH this episode.
I was just thinking that.
One thing I love about anime is like I look at my list and my thought isn't, oh my goodness, like there's probably not a ton of great animes left. It's like even if these were the only animes that existed, like the 40-something I watched, I'm still good. I'm good. Yeah. These are great. I could rewatch these over and over again.
I know. I kind of pity people that don't watch anime because I'm like, you sometimes struggle a lot to find a regular show that you want to watch. Yes. I never have that problem. Ever.
Never. Ever.
Never have had that problem.
Not once.
And if you get disappointed by a show, you just literally drop it and pick up the next one in line because there's so many. Like, it's not like, oh man, I was really looking forward to that show. And now what am I going to watch? It's like, okay. I mean, that was okay. And also it's phenomenal that seasons sometimes are 12 episodes because you can eat that up and so quickly and then be done.
Yeah.
It's so done.
One bag of popcorn, boom, done.
One bag of popcorn. One bathroom break, one bag of popcorn, nonstop.
And usually those 12 episode seasons are a completed story.
Amen.
That's what I love about it. Completed storylines.
He's right.
No losts in anime. Well, there are some, but most of the time.
Yeah, there's not filler ever.
No. I mean, like, let's start a show and then not know where it goes by the end of it.
Like the show Lost. Like the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
The show Lost.
Funny. That's funny. I made the barista that I told our show to. I made her laugh because I told her like, oh yeah, go check out our show. Our latest one was a filler, and she laughed a lot because she's an avid anime watcher. And so she's like, I was like, yeah, we call all our sequential show episodes fillers, and she liked that. She thought it was funny. So it's pretty cool. Actually, my wife was the one that instigated this conversation because she was the one that talked to her about Studio Ghibli and anime. And then the next time I walked in, she's like, oh, I talked to your wife. And I was like, hey, go listen to my podcast. Bye. Thanks for my coffee.
Yeah, bye.
So since we're not talking about MASH, Ben, this kind of connects to MASH.
Yes.
So I sent you that text a while ago about like the connections between Black Clover and MASH. Remember that text? Anyway,
Go a little more. Yeah.
Okay. So you know the Gravity Kid, he's got an unnatural love for his sister, right?
Oh yes.
And then you got the character from Black Clover. You know what's my one gripe with Black Clover is so far, Ben?
Tell me.
That the quirk jokes for characters, they do it just a little too much. My example is that guy, the mirror magic guy. Every line has to do with him loving his sister. And I'm like, the joke was funny at first, kind of. The subject matter is not really that funny, but like he's got a quirk, so haha. Yeah. But then it just keeps on going. And I don't care if like you revisit jokes, but if that's every single dialogue line that he has, it's really bothering me. Same with that short little girl that eats everything. Her joke is, I eat all the time. Food, that's
no
it.
Matter what.
And then one more. What was the other one? Oh, the girl that keeps calling her Captain Char instead of Captain. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
From the other one. She's like, stop calling me that. Call me Captain. I'm like, okay, that was funny the first few times. Stop it. How do you feel? Do you think I'm justified in my thoughts here?
Here's the thing, Colb.
Chest, sit down.
Before you shared this, I considered guessing, but I didn't want to guess. I didn't want to guess because if you didn't feel this yet, I didn't want to put that in your head, which is the characters are way too boxed in to the one thing they do. Only reason I find the show so appealing, though, is because of our main character, and then a lot of like the captains and some of the other villains, and like those bring out some fun things to it. And whenever they just like stop talking about their quirks, but whenever there's just normal dialogue in a scene, they're incapable of having normal conversation. Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. That's what I think might prevent Black Clover from rising too high for me.
Yeah. The good thing is it's those main characters that don't have that problem.
Yes, agreed.
Agreed. Colb, I have a question.
Okay.
Here's a real question.
Ooh.
If I was to ask you, I think this will make sense. Is this like a fairy tale level show?
Which one, MASH?
No, Black Clover. Still not to MASH yet.
for those minor characters, yeah. But story-wise, no. This story is trucking along and it's...
Is it a Bleach situation? Some problematic things that you're like, meh, but the story's pretty good.
So far, Black Clover hasn't had any filler that I've hated.
That's good.
It's got a story.
I'm trying to gauge where I would. I'm trying to gauge where I put this in like desire to watch.
Okay,
and if it's like a fairy tale show, I don't know that I would.
Bleach when it's good.
Okay.
With some minor issues like me and Ben just talked about. Story-wise, it's really
right. Good. Obviously, you've watched quite a bit of it. Ben has watched quite a bit of it, and you both are enjoying it. So this is a nitpick situation where these are my dislikes, but I'm not stopping.
Ben, where are you at in that show? Cool.
Yeah. I was gonna say I think we're very close because I think at one point Colb might have passed me up. I can't remember. I'm on episode.
Know if you know this, Ben, but Colb watches like a madman.
Oh yeah. I was ahead of him. Right now I'm on 56.
Okay. 72. I stopped.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I stopped because I didn't want to get too far ahead.
Colb, you're crazy. I don't understand.
I don't watch any of that Star Wars stuff like you guys do.
Oh, when was the last time I watched a Star Wars thing?
I was going to say, it's been a minute. Besides Ahsoka.
Wow. I didn't even finish Ahsoka.
Yeah. Well, should we wrap up the episode?
Oh, that's so funny. That's okay. I think MASH has been our most derailed show
well
conversations that we've ever had.
It's like you said, it was all fight scenes, these two episodes. And we could talk about the fights. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually liked Mash's fight a whole lot.
I did too.
I love hard Same. Hits. I love
Same.
A not a villain, but an opponent who has, you know, skill that seems like a threat at least. I don't know what it is about that acceleration power, but I really like it. I'm trying to think of an example that it's similar. And the only thing I could think of was Demon Slayer, the two demons with the ball, like with the arrows and the ball.
Oh, yeah.
From season one.
Yeah.
It's like, I like that idea for a power. And this guy kind of had that.
Yeah, yeah. I liked that Mash had to get quasi, like, a little bit serious. It wasn't just goofy, like, oh, I'm so strong. Do goofy cream puff stuff. Like, he had to crack the ground, and then he kind of had a plan. You know what I mean? He had to make a plan to beat this guy. And I was like, okay, I like that. I like that he's finally getting to some people that could hurt him. Mm-hmm. Although it did make me laugh a lot when he grips the sword with his abs. Yeah, because he gets stabbed and you're like, oh no. And then he's like, I can't pull it out. I can't pull the sword out. And he's like, is he flexing his abdominal muscles? Oh, that made me laugh a lot. I was like, okay, that's there it is. There's the humor. That's where he gets him. It was good. And then when he starts going to town, right? He's like, I got you. And he grabs him and punches him.
Yeah. He's like, I got you again, because the guy said,
oh, that's right. I got you again. Yeah,
you're not going to get me again. Oh, that was so good. That whole scene was great. I also liked his comments at the end. This is the part of his character I'm enjoying more now, because he said by like how like, no, I'm it doesn't matter what you do. I'm never going to view you that way. Or I don't know what he says exactly.
Similar.
I kind of got like. This is not a fair comparison, but you guys will know what I mean. Like almost like Naruto vibes. Like I want the best out of like everybody, no matter what.
Right.
And so winning, I was like,
winning over the enemy.
Yeah. Yep. Usually that stuff bothers me. I'm like, I want to see villains get, you know, destroyed, but this time it didn't bother me because I feel like you could tell this guy was tortured from the very beginning. It wasn't I'm super evil. Actually, here's my backstory. It's okay. It was,
right,
you can tell he had something going on right away.
Yeah.
So like, I like that Mash wants to be friends with him. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, if he does that to the puppet guy, I won't enjoy it. Because the puppet guy is a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, I was also okay with that. I was like, yeah, he grew up being despised. His parents tried to kill him. Kind of emotional trauma there.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. This world is very dark. This world is this particular magic world is extremely dark, and it just gets glossed over all the time.
There's always that underlying layer of genocide in this world, and we laugh at
You're
other
just like,
things.
Cream puffs. It's hilarious. And then some parents trying to off their kid. Terrible. Terrible. Somebody made a joke about how like dark a book was or something, and it had genocide in it. And I was almost like, you should really check out Attack on Titan. You'd really love it.
You want good genocide? Jump on my podcast.
Go watch Attack on Titan and then listen to us talk about it with Johnny B.
Johnny B.
Johnny.
I should say for the general public, our lack of focus on the show whenever we covered on the podcast, at least I'll speak for myself, does not speak to the quality of the show. I am very much enjoying the show. I just don't have a lot to say about it.
Yeah. It's been a weird show to cover. I'll be honest. There's some episodes where we've really zeroed in on stuff. And then there's been quite a few episodes like this where we're just like, it was good. What's next week?
Yeah. What else do you want from me?
Yeah. And then we just talk. So actually our friend Schwesten, what's his name? That just loves our banter. you should specifically share this episode with him. Episode 5 of our MASH podcast.
Yeah, I'll tell him tomorrow and I'll say it's not coming out for a year and a half. So just you wait for it.
Yeah, mark your calendar. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was good.
It's also because none of us have a major descent. That usually stirs up some thoughts. Mm.
When there's a change in our liking or disliking a show.
Yeah, and we're talking about predictions. There's not much to predict. Like, oh, is he going to beat the bad guy? Maybe. Probably.
And you know what? Actually, at the time of this recording, I usually don't like to do this, draw attention to real world timing. However, at the time of this recording, season 2 is going to come out in like 2 months. But we'll finish this show, the season, sorry. And I really think we all know where it's going. Like, they've shown some like bigger world stuff going on, particularly when like the Ace came on the screen. Yeah, when he showed up and he's like, are they a part of whoever the Innocent Zero guy? And you're like, oh, bigger people at play here. And then it's like, oh no, it's just MASH, blah blah blah. So like, I know that there's a bunch of big stuff going on. I just also know that in this season we're just gonna see him fight this other dorm. That's it. Like, nothing else is gonna happen. So
yeah. It's been good. It's been good.
Simple.
Speaking of other seasons, is there another Hunter x Hunter season coming out?
Oh, so much Googling tonight. What in the world?
Yeah. Ben told me it was coming back like a year and a half ago, and I was like, oh, that's great. That's why I started watching it. And
they announced it.
Still hasn't come out.
They did. They did announce it, actually.
Oh,
they
good.
Announce it.
This is more of an information for us episode. We just want to know things.
Yeah.
Hunter x Hunter has been stuck in limbo.
Oh, thanks for reading out loud there, Chess.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Y'all keep talking because
man, that was a fun one. I burned through that show.
I did in spurts. It took me, there were some arcs that I was like, I can't watch more than one episode of these a day.
Yeah.
But then.
Yep. When it was good, it was
really good.
For you. Right. Yeah. When it was really good, it was really good. I loved almost all of it. I loved definitely more than you did.
Yes.
But I know I can appreciate like the video game island or whatever that had some rough patches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But that dodgeball, man. That dodgeball.
That was fun.
That was so good. Best dodgeball match of all time.
The manga is set to return.
Oh.
Which would think they would follow the anime too, right?
Yep. Yeah. So we still might have a bit of time.
Now we can rewatch it one more time then.
Yep. No worries. We'll rewatch it one more time.
Yeah.
Right, well,
that's fair.
There you go. Any other thoughts or questions you need answered, Ben and Cole?
No, I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this was a great non-MASH episode, everybody. Well done. I really want to listen to this later and see how much content is actually about MASH out of 45 minutes.
Yeah, not even just this episode. I want to know that for all of our episodes so far on MASH. Like, what is the percentage of the entire series that we talk about MASH?
It's like the inverse of Attack on Titan, where we can't shut up on Attack on Titan. We just, like, zero filler in that. It's just constant just about the show. Well, that's okay. Sometimes we just need a good recording session to just get questions answered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know what? I think there's only 12 episodes, right? So we're going to wrap it up next week.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited. Rankings ready.
I'm excited.
Get ready, boys.
I'm excited to put in the rankings. I'm excited to... Oh, you know what would be fun? We can make some predictions. Be thinking about this. We make some predictions for season two, and season two will come out soon. So not saying that we'll cover it on the show, but we'll at least probably watch it, I would guess. We've enjoyed it enough. So,
absolutely.
We've enjoyed this first season enough to keep watching it, I think, all across the board. A little preview for next week, basically, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, stick around. We'll be back next week, everybody, on Three Dads, talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when three guys love anime?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when those three guys love
start having kids?
Children, dads.
And
so
become fathers
and each have kids. Separately. Went on to each didn't play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.